Just make sure you let me know where we are. Okay, all right. All right, still in chapter 5, talking about governing principles. One of the things that, you know, we talked about discipleship, and then we talked about mentoring, and then went on to spiritual fathering. And so, you know, and some of the things that Apostle was saying tonight, you know, just really just exploded in my heart. In the church, there's a whole lot of, I don't know, people seem like they're comfortable, not really maturing, not really growing, you know, depending on, you know, the leader to do their praying for them, you know, make the decisions for them and that sort of thing. And I mean, just staying in a baby stage. And so one of the things that like Apostle was saying that we are really missing is government. You know, that's the thing that we're really missing. And so because we don't really understand government properly, so now if we know, we talked about the spiritual fathering aspect, and one of the things that we have to understand and realize is this, is that it is the it's the son or the daughter's responsibility to pursue the father. You know, there should never be a time when you know, Apostle gets up wherever he is, you know, we're traveling, that sort of thing, and he asking where I'm at or one of the other guys or something at. That should never be. It's not his job to pursue us. It's our job to pursue him. And so it has been so taken out of context and so mistaken when it comes down to this apostolic concept of fathering. Many folk, people think that when you submit to a father in ministry, a spiritual father, many people think that you're taking something away from God. And that's not true, because God is the one that set it up that way. You understand? So now if you look at scripture, everything that God did it through human agency. God always used a man or a woman. You understand? And so because we have not been really trained in spiritual government, then there's a lot that has been lost, a lot of things that we're supposed to be receiving. Apostle talked about, you know, maturing aspect, and a lot of people that's in the church still on milk, you know, and bread, but they have not gone on to start eating meat. And so the ministry is really not moving the way it's supposed to, because everybody's so concerned about their needs being met. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things going to be added. So the things God put a desire in our heart for things, but God never wanted the desire for the things to be greater than the desire for him. So when we have it in proper priority, the kingdom first, then the things are going to be added. Y'all with me? All right. So something that I really on my heart, the Spirit of God put this on my heart and my mind. Now you all are the graduating class, right? All right. So you might say, why is he bringing this up? I'll tell you in a few minutes. This year doing graduation, last year, you know, they you know, every year we honor apostle. That's what I'm feeling. That's where I'm going. Every year we honor apostle. All right. And so last year when they honored him, you know, people had made pledges and that sort of thing, and they didn't come through. And so while the graduation is going on, here they are, you know, trying to get people to meet up to their obligations. And that's not right. All right. And so, you know, it's a graduation. So you got people, carnal people and stuff, you know, that's coming in. And so, you know, they see that, they say, oh, you know, that's what it's about. But this is what I want to make sure that this year, somebody say this year.
This year.
I want to make sure this year that everybody, whatever it is that they have, my mic on. People in the class will be able to hear, but the ones over there, that sure won't be able to hear without this. So this year, you know, we want to be on point.
Amen.
You know, I don't know who, somebody may have already talked to y'all about it, but it was just on my heart. I said, you know, I am going to mention this tonight. And so I wanted to kind of mention, you know, once I kind of finished my lesson, but I couldn't. it just came up, you know, it just came up. So, but the honor thing is there. Now, you have to be crazy, blind, and losing your mind to not recognize what's on the apostle. And so, in our pursuing, I think that I believe God bring us into an hour now where the pursuit has got to become, if I can say it this way, a hotter pursuit.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because God getting ready to weed out lazy folk. People who just don't want to follow. So we've been talking about the mentoring aspect, the discipling aspect, spiritual fathering, and that sort of thing and stuff. So we need to. There's a whole lot of immature people in the body of Christ that know nothing about really pursuing a spiritual father. And then when you start talking to them about it and stuff, you know, they'll begin to start, you know, criticize and that sort of thing and stuff. But the thing about it is, you're not really going to go where you're supposed to go without this concept or this principle being locked into your knowing so that you can follow properly and so that you can be corrected, you can be disciplined, whatever it takes. You're not ready to run off to another church just because you got corrected. Hallelujah. So this is the nitty-gritty.
Amen.
I forgot how they call it. Who from New Orleans? They call it the coup de gras. What they call it? The coup de gras. Praise the Lord. So this is gonna tell just who really followed and who not.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Because there's being such a shift made, and so we have a whole lot of religious and traditional thinking that we're gonna have to change. We've got to change. So it's about to get there. Now, what I'm talking about, because I really wanted to hit it because we've been talking about this, the spiritual fathering aspect, but the Elijah principle is, you know, this thing goes through the thread. This one thread goes all through the Bible. This governing principle, father and son aspect, that sort of thing. You know, we had Moses and Joshua. You know, the Bible talks about when Moses was off the scene, God called Joshua, and but he told Joshua these words. He said, "As I was with Moses, so will I be with you." So if Joshua had not been with Moses, how would he know how God was with him? If he had not been there, you with me? All right, you know, then you had Elijah, then you had the Paul and Timothy, and that sort of thing and stuff. So now the Elijah principle is, now there was other sons of the prophets. And so this is the thing that we have to really grab a hold of. We can be the sons that followed from afar off, or we can become the sons who followed, who was pursuing, who disregarded whatever people on the outside said. See, I'm not gonna run with anybody who's gonna belittle who I'm following or the principle of being a son. You with me? We're just not gonna have that kind of fellowship. We just not gonna roll like that. We just not gonna hang out. We just not gonna do it. You understand? So I believe in part of this school, part of this training is there's some things I believe that the Holy Spirit has really taught me about being a spiritual son. And in order for the church to move in the direction God wanted to move, then there's going to be others that's going to have to learn how to really flow in this in order to get to where God is trying to take them to. All right. So now you are anointed, right? All right, you are anointed. So that's a grace that's already on your life, right? Yeah. All right, so now Elijah, the Bible says that God called Elijah when he was on a mountain, told him to go and anoint Elijah to be in his place.
Yeah.
Now, when Elijah was passing by Elijah never promised Elijah anything in advance.
Yeah.
You with me? He didn't tell him, say, look, you know, you follow me because you're supposed to, you know, be the prophet in my place. He never told him anything like that. So when Elijah told him, say, when he threw the mantle over on him and he said, now, he said, hold up, I got to go and do this. I got to go tell my mother and father goodbye. I got to do all that. Elijah said, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I really don't have nothing to do with it because your decision is between you and God. Your decision has nothing to do with the spiritual father. Your decision has everything to do with you and God.
Yes.
And so watch this. We have to have, and one of the things that Apostle has taught, the time I've been following him, be soon 20 years, what he's taught me more than anything else is how to follow God.
Yes.
And how to be so in love with God and how to pursue God in such a way that you know, you're not out in the wilderness as it relates to, you know how to hear from God and you know how to follow God's instruction, that sort of thing. So first of all, what's got to be intact is your relationship with God first.
Yes.
Because you're not gonna be able to follow God's instructions if you're not, first of all, intact with God.
Yes.
All right? So Elijah made sure that his decision that he was making was between him and God.
Yes.
And not him in him. You understand? So as they went on, and these other sons of the prophets, these ones that stood from far, see, this is a church. You got to see it. This is the church. This is the ratio between the people who really follow and who really pursue is just like Elijah, that one person, and those 50 others that's following from afar off.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be a whole lot. You'll look like an oddball. People will, they call me a flunky. They call me, they say, you say I was brown nosing. They say all kind of things. But the thing about it is this, is that you have to know that you are on assignment.
Yes.
And your assignment is from God.
Yes. Yes.
And so just like with Apostle, I don't put no kind of demands on Apostle. I don't have no entitlement. I don't feel like I'm entitled to nothing. I don't feel like, I've been following Apostle so long, you know, he at least ought to, he ought to do, whatever he do is fine with me. You understand what I'm saying? So, just like I'm teaching this class tonight. If Apostle said, you stop teaching the class. Well, then I stop teaching the class. I'm not going somewhere and tell somebody, I was teaching the class and stuff, and all of a sudden the Apostle just told me, go and cry to somebody. No. It means that Can I help y'all? If he moved me from here, that means that my assignment changed.
Yes. Yes.
And I have to be matured enough to know.
Yes.
See, oh, God help me. When Elijah was fighting Elijah, even when Elijah kept telling him, I'm going here, you stay here. But Elijah said, as the Lord liveth, and my soul liveth, I'm not leaving.
Amen.
I'm staying. I'm going to be right here with you. I'm going. I'm going to stay right here. And so what that was that was a test. And all of us, every one of us, will be tested from time to time. How do you get tested? God is testing you.
Yes, hallelujah.
God will have the man of God to say something that may not seem so kosher with you. And if you're not careful, if you're not mature, let me say it like that. If you're not mature, and so because this is where Apostle is trying to take us to a place of maturity now. But if you're not mature, then you'll be saying, I've been washing his clothes. Because Elijah was doing all this. I've been washing pots and stuff for him, washing his hands and all this. All of a sudden now he wanna be acting funny. Telling me that, you know, I don't need to go here. But no. Me and God made this decision.
Yes.
As the Lord liveth and my soul liveth, I ain't leaving.
Yes.
I'm sticking right here. So now, if you think about it, at the end of his journey, when Elijah told him, say, now, if you see me, no, he said, what is that you want? He said, well, I want a double portion. All right. Okay. He want a double portion. All right, the double portion is, I just finished saying, you just agreed with me. You already got an anointing on your life, right?
Yes.
And so when God graced you with the anointing of a spiritual father on top of that, that's the double.
All right.
Hallelujah. Because your anointing is not going to get you where you really need to be.
That's
right. So there's a grace that God has placed on his life that's going to be imparted. See, but he said, if you see me.
Yes.
See, and a lot of times people think that we talk about if you see me, that means that I just got to be around when he get ready to leave. No. I got to stay focused. I got to be watching every turn he make. Let me tell you something. And people that go to this church, Word of Life, y'all know that this would be the truth. You can miss a few Sundays with Apostle if you want to. But you're going to be so lost when you come back. Because Apostle done went to a whole nother level.
Amen.
So that's why in the pursuit of a spiritual father, you have to be watching him every step. You can't be being absent. You can't be talking about, well, I had this to do, I couldn't make it. No, I am going to make some arrangements. It may cause me some inconvenience. Let me tell you this. I'm talking loud out. There have been times when we made reservations to go where Apostle was going, and then Apostle changed, and my son, he didn't get no insurance on the tickets, and we just lost that money. And so we never cried and say, you know, well, golly, man, Apostle changed his mind, man, we done lost this shit. No, we just shift, you know. Because God, you're the one that gave us this assignment, so you're the provider. You're going to have to provide more for us. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, if you're going to pursue, you can't be making excuses for why you can't pursue.
That's right.
Somebody, a guy told me, say, well, I really would like to follow Apostle a lot more, but I just don't have the finance right now. I said, You got what it takes. And what it takes is, if it's in your heart, God will put the money in your hand.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? If it's in your heart, God will put the money in your hand. So excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. So we have to understand when we follow, you got to get in hot pursuit. You can't look for no excuse at all. This is where I'm going. So Elijah said, if you see me, so you got to be paying attention. You got to stay focused, and you can't allow nobody to distract you. That's what the sons of the prophet were trying to do every time. Do you know that your master going to be, Look, just hold your peace. I'm gonna keep my eye on my master. You, and so, see, watch this. And so you look like an oddball a lot of times, but the thing about it is that when it's all said and done, folk gonna know you got the goods.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. And so, you know, Apostle was talking about, you know, today how when Dr. Leroy Jr. Was with the guy and stuff, you know, and well, let me tell you something, make you laugh about something. One time we were out, it was RVing, and had this guy, you know, I'm going up to him, I'm witnessing to him. You know, we walking, you know, exercise, we're walking. And so had this guy, you know, so I'm witnessing to him. So I'm asking him, you know, is he in church and all that? And the guy said, yeah, I go to church, blah, 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 and stuff. And so I'm gonna lead the guy along, right? Apostle, he listening. And so I said, well, okay then. Apostle, hold up. Apostle, I heard you. He said, but are you born again? The man said, well, Apostle, if you got to think about it, you ain't born again. Apostle, bow your head, let's pray. Got the man say, Apostle, Phil, you about to let the fish off the hook. But when it come down to, I've seen him get so many people saved, man. And I used to think I was the greatest soul winner in around. I thought I was the greatest. You understand what I'm saying? And man, the pastor come in, man, just make me seem like I don't know nothing about soul winning. I said, oh Lord have mercy. He said, man, you about to let the fish get off the hook. Praise Lord, I do better next time, Apostle. You know, but see, all of this is the experiences that God is trying to take us through, and all of it is a part of maturing. All of it is a part of maturing. Look, I'll say this, I'll tell this to anybody. And I mean, I don't think I have to convince y'all, but Apostle the real deal. Apostle the real, and he had not just become the real deal. The whole 20 years that I've been following him, he's been the real deal. You understand what I'm saying? So, and myself, I don't know about y'all, but I can't have no little wimp father than me. Somebody who's gonna be patting me on the back, say, oh, yeah, everything gonna be all right. Shh. I gotta have somebody, if I'm going left and I'm going wrong, I need you to tell me.
Yes,
I don't want, I don't want you to pacify me. I don't want you to, you understand what I'm saying? I've said this before, I'll say it again. I don't care no amount of money that you give a pastor gonna stop him from correcting you.
Amen.
I done gave him $10,000-$20,000 and then got corrected.
Amen.
Because that's not what motivates him. What motivates him is to see people functioning in the gift and the calling that God has put on their life and to help to perfect it. I mean, he has a drive, you know, he just want to see you functioning what you're supposed to be functioning in. And so all the time, you know, like he was saying tonight, you know, Apostle may just get a little rough and stuff, but the thing about it is, it's because he's trying to grow us up. He's trying to grow us up. So we're gonna have to come to a place where we flowing with him. Y'all with me? All right. So spiritual fathering, I say, it is a legitimate, restorative truth being delivered by strong apostolic men who are laying a spiritual foundation for their succeeding generations of sons and daughters. See, when apostle leave off the scene, he knows that the work is not over. So his job is to get as many of the people of God, sons and daughters, and just pour into them. Yes. Pour into them because the work is so great. You with me? And so one thing that I've learned is that you really can't spend a whole lot of time with people who don't want it. Because a lot of folk don't even understand it. They even want it. You understand what I'm saying? But it is one of the most fulfilling things. I don't want to. I think the greatest tragedy in life is really not death. But the greatest tragedy in life is someone to not fulfill their purpose. You know, to just be just existing. I don't want to just exist. I want to fulfill all that the Father has designed for my life. And so God put a spiritual father in my life to make sure that I move at the rate that I'm supposed to move. I'm not supposed to be dragging. I'm really supposed to be soaring. That's the way we're supposed to. We're supposed to soar like eagles, all right? Hallelujah. So we have to we got to get this maturity that we need. So I already spit it out. So I just want to just kind of reiterate a little bit for graduation. For graduation, we're gonna do what we say we're gonna do. I don't know what that is. And so somebody responsible for that, somebody, I don't know if you got somebody in the class that's over it or whatever and stuff, but don't fight it. I've had, well, this one of the things that gets me is people who try to speak for everybody else. Well, you know, people just ain't got no money. How you gonna speak for everybody? Well, I don't know. I don't think, you know, you ought to really be putting a strain on people because you don't know what people are going through. All kind of old craziness. And it sounds good to some people who don't want to give. Y'all listen to me that's on that camera, that's on the other side of that camera. And whatever you do, if you graduate from this school, don't disconnect.
Right.
I graduated in 1994. And I was a career student after that. Come sit in apostle class every week, you know, after graduating. Because I knew that he was going deeper and deeper. And I couldn't just get what I got and thought that I had it. I had to keep on because I knew that God was taking him high and high to higher dimensions and that sort of thing and stuff. So I just adjusted everything so that I could be in school. You understand what I'm saying? So I didn't come to school. I never thought that, you know, I'd be an instructor. That wasn't my plan. I was just coming because I knew that the person I was following was blowing and going, and I wasn't going to be able to keep up if I was missing in action. You know what I'm saying? So don't be an alumni. Y'all that's on the other side of the camera, don't be an alumni without connecting to my, don't be telling nobody to my, I graduated from the training center, but then you don't have no affiliation with the training center anymore. This is a lifetime experience. This is not an event. This is not an event. This you're going to school is not an event. This is a lifetime experience. This experience don't end when you graduate. I mean, you know, when you graduate, you're just beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, and then one of the things that I intend to do, because, and all my leaders, y'all hearing this, all right? People who say that they call to follow me and stuff, they're gonna have to come to school.
Amen.
They're gonna have to come to school. You know, so I'm gonna make it convenient for them, because next year, you know, those who say, you know, well, you know, I work late, and by the time I get off, I won't be able to make it. We're gonna have a satellite school at the church where they're gonna, the class is gonna be satellite. They're gonna be watching it on screen. I know I'm not gonna trust them to get behind a computer for themselves. You gonna come? They gonna come in a corporate setting, you know, with the rest of the leaders and stuff, and take the class.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I know when they were there and when they weren't there.
Amen.
Yeah. So because nobody can say, Carlton, if they not listening to an apostle, they sure not listening to me. Because I'm saying the same thing he's saying. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And he's saying it under a greater anointing.
Yes.
So if they're not hearing it from a greater anointing, they just faking with me.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. So if they say that I'm a part of World Shakers Church, I got one lady, She not a part of the ministry no more, but she got cards with her name on it, with my name on it, and World Shakers. Don't be using my name to be trying to get a pulpit to preach in. You know what I'm saying? See, this is the way that it's supposed to go. All right. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And so that's the way that we're following the apostles. As he followed Christ, we're following him. So whatever changes or whatever apostle make, then we turn with him.
Amen.
I ain't sitting around telling my, well, the Lord ain't gave me that revelation yet. If he gave it to the apostle, he just gave it to me. Because guess what? God has appointed me to follow. And so watch this. I feel like if anybody gonna follow, I feel like I should not let anybody feel like they can follow as they can be in hot pursuit as I am. See, another person got to speak for themselves. I'm speaking for me. You understand what I'm saying? I feel like, why would I be admiring how somebody else followed and I'd not be able to follow to that same degree?
Right.
No, I'm not going. The Bible said, you know, everything Jesus did, the Bible said, and the disciples marveled. And Jesus healed, and the disciples marveled. And then he did this, and the disciples marveled. Should have called them the marvelettes. Jesus trying to teach them so they can carry on the work.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be sitting around marveling at how nobody else following. I'm going to be in hot pursuit. I'm always asking God, how can I follow to a greater degree?
Yes.
What can I do? What can I do, Lord, so that I can be in hotter pursuit of the assignment that you've given the apostle? How? So it's part of my prayer. Y'all with me?
Yes,
y'all. Listen to me. I believe this just me. Y'all with me? I believe this. Praise the Lord. That the Lord intentionally took his time and taught me how to follow in hot pursuit. The Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I spent hours. The Lord spoke to me. I came to this school. Ronnie, your daddy taught spiritual authority, and I sat in the class and cried because the Lord had been teaching me. I didn't have the scriptures and stuff to go with it, but I had this experience with the Holy Spirit, and so I started hearing spiritual authority. I cry every class. I cry because now I got scripture to go with what he's saying to me. Now I got evidence that this is how God wants me to follow.
Yes, yes.
Now I'm not just doing something just because somebody else is doing it.
Yes.
This is the will of God for my life.
Yes.
And so I start studying real strong about men who followed other men. Mm-hmm. I start following real strong. I start studying real strong about, you know, how the pursuit was. And so the Holy Spirit told me one day, he said, you're not taking nothing from the Heavenly Father by pursuing the spiritual father, because it is the will of the Heavenly of your Heavenly Father. Because why would the Bible say in Hebrews 6:12, follow them through who faith and patience inherit the promise? How am I follow somebody who don't have no evidence? And this is the thing. It said, through faith and patience. So, apostles say, if y'all think that this happened to me overnight, it was the longest night you ever saw in your life. It was a process that he went through. Watch this. And the thing about it is that he's always said, this is what I did with Brother Hagin. This is what I said, what did he say? I said, wait a minute. What he did with Brother Hagin? He did what? He said, my vacation time with my kid, we used to go to Disney World. He said, we did the vacation at camp meet. I said, what he said? Win a Bible, win a seminar, and all that kind of stuff. I said, oh, okay, that's what he did. And then I was in a barber shop. And this is all I'm going to say because my time, I got 2 minutes. I was in a barber shop. And this is what God told me. He was a pastor. He said, the barber introduced us. And I said, how you doing, sir? And so he said, he told me who he was. And then I asked him, did he know? You know my spiritual father? I said, you know Dr. Lieber Thomas? He said, yeah. He said, I'm the one that introduced him to the word of faith. I said, okay, all right, okay. You know, and he said, but the thing about it is that got me, he said he used to always go by the stage and give Brother Hagin money. He said, and I was saying, boy, he sure is crazy. I ain't finna give that white man none of my money. That's what he said. He said, man, he's crazy. He said, I'll never do it. He said, if I had known then what I know now, he said, I would have been right behind him. But this is what he said. The man said this. I didn't say it. I'm not making it up. He said, look at his life and look at my life. He said, look at his ministry and look at my ministry. Matter of fact, this man had been pastoring for a long time. This man had 25 people. And he still, he might have 18 now. And he's a good teacher. But he thought it was stupid what Apostle was doing because he's following this man and he felt like he was giving him his money. And look at Apostle now, years later, don't nobody know the process that Apostle went through. All they do, they see where he is now. And they say, that's how he got there. Man said, I wish I had listened. Y'all, I'm out of time. Praise God.